A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Excuse me, don't you come here, what's it, hip, I feel like I'm in Coco. I want my chocolate fountain.
Oh. Where?
God, I'm just a lonely flower girl.
Where's my... I got to find my boyfriend getting off the airport. Oh, wait, that's the wrong show, but they all sounded like Emma.
They all did.
They sounded like Emma from 90 Day UK.
Not even... At least Emma has that kind of northern charming sound. This sounded like
Pans
Cockney
banging.
Street trash.
It did sound a bit like my Dick Van Dyke accent.
Hello, I'm Boom.
At one point, did you see the subtitles? They couldn't even catch it.
It doesn't
it
matter.
Like Welsh.
Because this charter is hot.
Those men are gorgeous.
They look like Sean Cody when
they
went to Britain. Remember that one?
Yes.
Fuck Britannia.
Soccer hooligans.
Ooh, yes.
Or football hooligans.
Oh, hooligans.
You
know, they just they play sports and then they go out and they drink afterwards.
And fuck each other, right?
Fuck each other, yeah. With their beautiful uncut dicks. This is Below Dick. Down under.
Badoo.
Badoo.
The
y'all.
British version.
The British.
For some reason.
But they won't go.
It is interesting. I feel like I'm in Coco.
Coco. When she said that, I went, yeah, that's.
She's wearing a tiny sombrero.
Like, if Lin-Manuel Miranda was, he would go, that dumb bitch.
No, this was. Oh, you said the magic word of the episode.
I did say the magic word of the episode, y'all.
Now,
we need to remember, y'all, words hurt. Words hurt.
Now, I think this is interesting.
I need a pedicure.
They chose the title, 99 Problems and a Thalassa Ain't One. Obviously, a bitch. That's what the word they left out. However, I like my title better, which is simply, Bitch, Please.
Bitch, Please. Either one I love.
Bitch, Please? With a question mark?
I just want to say 90 Day Fiancé doesn't even try anymore.
No.
Y'all, we're covering this on Sunday. We're doing the show on Sunday when 90 Day Fiancé comes out because we're not doing 90 Day Fiancé, the new episode of Hey today, because we're doing that at our Chicago
live show on Thursday,
the 29th. Yes. Y'all, come see us in Lincoln Hall. You missed it because
that's Lincoln Hall.
Snowstorm. Well, we're back, bitches. And I just looked and the weather's going to be a beautiful 60 degrees in Chicago.
That is positively balmy.
Oh, I can't wait. But what was I talking about? I just lost my train of thought on that. I was talking about... I was talking about bitch... Oh, the episode of 90 Day Fiancé this week is just called Complicated. They really have given up on... They should...
Why you have to go and make things so complicated?
I wish they would...
Justice for Avril Lavigne.
I would do this free. If they would just send us the episodes early, I would watch them
Same,
and say...
and name them.
Name this. Let me name this for you.
I would totally do that.
We would do a better job.
Get two queens to come up with funny names.
Right now, I feel like it's a straight man who doesn't want to be there. Bro, what do you want to call us? Oh, no, it's complicated.
I think that's the entire staff.
Yeah, maybe. All right, y'all, on to Below Deck Down Under. But yeah, live shows, y'all. Come see us on the Doublet Tour. There's a hurricane headed towards Tampa right now.
You're lying.
No, have you not watched the news?
No.
Oh, it's hitting Tampa this week.
So we're coming
like at the end of this week. So we're going to show up after a hurricane.
After the devastation.
It might veer up towards like more like Destin, not New Orleans far, but it might go up. But right now, literally, I was watching the Weather Channel. It looks like this storm, after it passes Cuba, will have a direct hit on Tampa.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Y'all, we just...
You didn't see that yet?
I don't know what to say.
We have power.
We're killing celebrities. But it's not good power.
We're ending Broadway shows.
We're ending Phantom of the Opera. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So, yes. So, hopefully, y'all, it's a mild hurricane.
Yes.
Look, they're saying it only would get up to maybe a Category 2.
Oh, good.
Heed the warnings. I think everybody needs to be out by, they're saying, Monday night. But check your local weather station.
But come back in for our show.
But get your shit out and then come back for a Tampa show on October 14th and 15th for Poodle's birthday extravaganza.
Take your pets with you, but don't bring them to the show.
Don't bring them to the show.
I know you love your pets, but they don't belong in a reality gay show.
I just hope the theater has power and doesn't get flooded.
I'll be flooded later, regardless. Power or none. Oh God,
I don't know. This is some Mercury shit.
How can so many things be going wrong?
Because I'm telling you, the Channy app is reading me for fucking filth. God, I love that app.
Her
Instagram. I love her.
I have had crazy dreams. I've felt unsettled for about 5 days now, and I don't know what's gonna happen.
I was at a store yesterday because our friend Bridget Green came into town and talked to me all day, and I enjoyed actually having her. But she was, you know, Bridget Green. She talks.
She talks a lot,
and she was watching Below Deck Down Under with me, and she's like, "I've never watched the show. I just listened to you guys." And she was watching it, and she saw Ryan. She went, "Holy shit, he's an asshole!"
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, he's an asshole.
Bridget Green. For those of you who are listening to us for a long time, Bridget Green actually made an appearance.
She did
on an old episode of TBT Time,
I think,
believe.
TBT Time. Yeah.
She was there hanging out.
She was hanging.
People
out.
People want to know all about Bridget Green's dating dramas.
Oh, she's with the guy now. Been there for several years. They're very happy.
Good.
So she got it worked out. But she took me makeup shopping
Wasn't she waiting under a bridge for someone?
Basically.
For a while?
So we went shopping yesterday, and this girl was helping us with like makeup and stuff like this because Bridget Green, you know, was in
yes.
the studio because she works for Houston Grand Opera. And so we're getting.
She does wigs, y'all.
She does. And so there was a candle section. I said, "Oh, what are these candles?" And the woman said, "Oh, they're candles, and they have crystals in them, and then you burn them and you can keep the crystals." And I went, "What?" Because you know I'm real woo-woo right now.
That's kind of amazing.
They are. And so I bought this one, and she said, "What is this candle?" She said, "It's called Back to Black, and it smells kind of like leather. You would
Amy
like
Winehouse.
The smell." And I didn't get that correlation, but it's this guy who
why would you?
Who makes these for all these celebrities. But she said, you burn the candle, and it has black crystal in it. It soaks up all the energy, and then you have to throw away the candle and the crystals because you've got to get it out of your apartment. And I literally bought the candle. I'm walking on the door. I said, this is going to be good energy. And she's like, yeah, it was made after Amy Winehouse. And I went, okay.
Can I return this?
Can I return this? Because that didn't end good.
No. Didn't go good.
Didn't go good. But I've got the candle now.
Unbelievable performer and
yes.
entertainer. And composer and songwriter.
My friend does really well in drag. We need to move on.
We do.
We do.
We do.
We do.
Tragic
with
life.
Badoo.
Tragic life.
All right. So
tragic.
Yes, tragic, y'all. So remember, words hurt, and come see us on live show.
I want to talk about the concept of words hurting, though.
Well, we're going to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another announcement. This is big news. This is huge.
I like it. You're saying that, and I don't even know what it is.
This is actual big news, and it's all because
I don't even know
of Sissy Drew.
Oh, the website is up again.
Our website is back, y'all.
RealityGaze.com. It's not porn anymore.
We're still tinkering with it. There's some language and stuff we're going to change and work up.
That's right. That but is a big announcement.
Our website, people have already found it because they're messaging. Our website is up. Here's the deal, y'all. Go to our new website. Take a look.
RealityGaze.com. RealityGaze.com. RealityGaze.com.
It's not porn anymore. And it's secure, so you're not going to get hacked. It's got a certificate and all this shit because our friend Drew.
Before it wasn't.
Our friend Drew works at GoDaddy, and that's who we host our website with, and they got that thing locked up tight. So, but I will say, great thing about it for a lot of you.
GoDaddy, Drew.
I don't even know if you knew this, if he does this. This website. You want to leave a review, an Apple Podcast or a Spotify review, and you don't know how to do that? Go to our website, and it'll click on the link, and it'll take you right there.
I did not know that.
Yep. And you can leave an Apple Podcast review or a Spotify. You want to check up our live shows aren't out there yet. We haven't built that out. Patrick's got with the cute butts got to do that. But if you want to see, it's completely separated all of our shows. You want to say, I just want to listen to Below Deck Down Under. You can find that. You just want to listen to, I don't know, you want to listen to Below Deck Med. It'll separate
that out. It's everything I want.
I'm really happy with it.
I'm the normal sissy consumer.
Yeah, uh-huh. So anyway.
I don't listen to our show. What am I talking about?
You haven't even looked at the website yet. He did nothing with it, but that's okay.
I liked it when it was born.
So anyway, y'all, you can go to realitygaze.com, but not if you want to get those live tickets. You still got to go to our Linktree
link. Still got to go to Linktree link on our Instagram or our TikTok.
But if you want to join our Patreon or our Supercast, those links are there, and you can just click on those links.
This whole thing's been one commercial for us.
Well, it's our fucking show.
You're right. Fuck you.
All right, let's do this. What's your first tea bag?
I'm delirious.
You are delirious. You didn't sleep well last night. You didn't
have
growth.
I am punchy.
I was up till 3 a.m. because Bridget Green was talking to me. So we've got to pull it together.
I want to say this was an extra long episode this week. This is episode 13. My magic number. Unlucky number for a lot of people, but it's good for me.
Yeah.
An extra long episode. So much happened in this episode.
A lot happened.
It was a little bit of a red wedding at the end, too.
We finally got some conclusions.
Yeah. So,
I will cheat and say I did watch like the first 5 minutes.
Of course you did.
It's fucking juicy.
Oh,
it's great.
Sure. I want to jump right into, I like it that you completely destroy me for doing that. And you
but
completely admit to
I
it.
I just said it's juicy, and you would have said, oh, it's great. Ryan got kicked off the boat and fell in the water and then cussed at the captain and then, like, sucked his dick. You would have told everything.
That happens.
That's why you can't be trusted.
Fine. Fine. So, you're not wrong. I want to talk about Bitchgate.
Let's talk about Bitchgate.
So,
I'm of two bitches.
I think this is... I would have been okay if Jamie would have had a problem with someone calling him a bitch. I think it's fragile ego in most ways. Now, there may have been something we don't know about his past that could make him so sensitive. However, he can't just start slinging that word about women in reference to the same women. He's like, these bitches over here calling me a bitch.
That's when he lost me a little bit.
And I'm just like, okay, obviously you have no sense of awareness and there are different rules for you being a man and what you can say and different rules and certain rules for what women can say to you. And it makes it seem like, and I probably think this is the case, that women say... Women calling you a bitch is the worst thing in the world, but you calling them a bitch or some other name isn't a big deal.
Maybe he doesn't have the wherewithal, maybe he doesn't want to say this, but he talks about it's a trigger, but it's 100% a gender thing.
Yeah, totally.
It's a demasculation of him.
Yeah.
I bet he would be just as triggered if they called him a sissy.
Yep.
If they called him a faggot.
100%.
It's the same. It is if when they call him a bitch, he's probably almost feeling the word faggot. And so, but the fact though that he then can just lob that word back at those women.
Yep. And
now, granted, he didn't say it to them. He was talking about them, but still.
He would.
He's on a television show.
He probably would.
I thought his behavior was gross, But I also think Brittany and Aisha's behavior was gross a bit too.
And knowing that it bothered him and needling him for it.
And that.
I agree.
Shockingly, Magda's the only person that apologized. And I can't take the tears of Brittany just crying of, oh my God, it's so awkward. You spoiled little brat. You called him a bitch. Apologize to him like an adult human and just say, I'm sorry I called you that.
I think she actually tried. And he kept shutting her down.
She wanted to talk to him. She did want to talk to him about it. But I think she just needed to say, she never, but it happened while Aisha happened. Aisha did that. Like, they both should have, he was upset about it. They both should have did what Magda did and went up to him that night and said, I didn't, that was not cool of us. I'm sorry. But instead now they've drawn it out and then they didn't say anything.
I think part of their issue is that word is so ubiquitous in our culture.
It's true.
And especially when it's like, yeah, bitches, which is almost a rant. It's different when you call someone a bitch. Very different. But when you say, yeah, bitches, or blah, blah, blah. But like, when Brittany said, that's the Beatles, bitch, it sounded like, it. Basically, this comes from almost a drag queen culture.
Yeah.
You know, where someone says, that's blah, 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 bitch. You know, or earlier than that, black culture.
Yeah.
You know.
Bitch, please. So, all
of that. And you can take whatever trigger you want to with the word, but you should think about what context it's being used in. It's the fact that Jamie doesn't seem to have any sense of humor about it at all.
At all.
And
can't speak about it really at
no,
all.
No, can't even talk about why it bothers him.
He can't even talk to them.
Yeah.
He has to run to the captain, which he should not have done.
Oh, this was a bitch move.
That he should have, he really should have talked to them. Especially that there was no reason for him to involve the captain in this. Even he kind of laughed when he was doing it because a part of him went, this is ridiculous. But
some of the women on the boat are calling men names. Only him. That's what he said.
He said, yeah, they're only calling him
only
names.
Only him.
Culver does not have a problem. Benny does not have a problem.
No. Yeah, it's, I think that was when it became, we know who the most sensitive person on the boat is.
We do, and I think Benny picks up now. But also, do we also recognize that? Again, I mean, I said it as a joke, but it is true. Words do trigger and hurt people,
right?
And so, we have said as like podcast partners, like one of us will say something to the other without that intention, and then one of us will take it because it is a trigger word for us.
Yeah.
We as business partners say, okay, I'm not going to say that anymore because it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
So there needs to be that type of compromise of
these people don't care about those, one another enough.
They really don't. I wrote that actually down. I went, no one really likes each other on this boat.
I think Aisha and the stew and her stews actually do. I think Culver
and Toomey.
I think Culver and Brittany like each other.
Actually, I think Culver and Jamie are all hanging out on each other's Instagram and traveling together. So I think they're friends now too.
But from what we're seeing, I think it is a distance that Jamie projects to try to be the leader over all of them. And it comes out of insecurity. And because deep down, he's asking himself, I'm not right for this.
Or he feels like he's imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
He feels like I'm not good enough to do this job. And that makes such sense because he automatically feels like when Captain Jason doesn't support him, instead of, that's just a difference of opinion, Captain Jason doesn't trust me as a leader. He completely takes it personal.
So, by the way, y'all, Benny gets to stay on.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, Benny starts working hard. Really hard, because he knows he has to, because Captain Jason says, otherwise you're off.
I mean, I agree. I do see the difference of why, but I do understand. I think it's, if he doesn't know the whole story, I can see why Jamie would feel like, what's the difference of Magda having to leave? because he's a, I can see why Jason or Jamie would think that the captain supports Aisha's opinion more over his, because he has been bitching about Benny for a long time. But underneath all, what I feel like we saw in this episode, and you and I actually called it, we, not to pat ourselves on the ass, but but we do down the daily. But we said several episodes ago, we talked about how we felt like a lot of this Benny and Jamie tension, the underlying thing was, is that Benny wasn't the, is a different type of man and not this quote masculine man. He's sensitive. He's emotional. He's feeling. He's the exact opposite of Jamie, and they challenge one another.
Yeah.
And I actually think after seeing this and seeing that is the, that is the actual main crack in their relationship. And I don't think it will ever be solved.
They don't speak the same emotional language.
Men don't speak those languages to one another about masculinity.
That's really true. Who knew that Badoo would have something to say about 21st century masculinity?
That's a, he was being a jerk, especially by ignoring them and ghosting them. That said, I'm going to repeat what I said last episode. I will be Jamie's bitch. You can call me a bitch all day
long.
Don't
call him one.
Oh, no.
You know what it is?
Wouldn't dream.
I think it is also the... It's a gendered term already because we're dealing with... We're basically saying... We're calling someone a man. Calling a man a bitch is basically saying you're unmanly. You are everything. And it's also making an insult to be a woman.
Yeah, I'd be interested to talk to Ryan Bailey about this because I feel like I'm trying to have perspective on it, but we're bitches.
I claim I'm a bitch.
Yeah, we're gay men.
I'm a horrible, high-riding bitch.
Yes, and I'm a basic bitch.
You are.
And so...
The basic of the basicest.
It's true. But so we claim... So we're so close to the bitch fire.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to talk to a straight man who watches this and see what they think. Which we got an email. I think his person reached out.
They
to
did.
Us. We shit.
They
we
did.
Gotta, we're gonna do a collab.
It'll have to be until after tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I did respond. All right. One night late, and I may have said something gross about Ryan.
Oh God!
If it's his assistant, it's fine.
Where does he live?
What do we do? What are we? When are we gonna get an assistant?
We have to pay them. Do you want to pay an assistant, Poodle?
No.
Is Ryan Bailey in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Maybe we can do an in-person show.
That might be an issue. That might not be an issue. Yeah, we'll
it would be an issue. You'd have to sit on the other side of the room.
I'll be fine. So
anyway, we talked a lot. We ran through a lot of my tea bags, but that was kind of the big
of
the show.
I think this is a good conversation to have, though, because it used to be so common. I've just kind of stopped myself from calling. I really held the word bitch back for especially women because I feel like it's said by men, whether it's straight men or gay men, as such a malevolent thing. And so I've kind of stopped saying it, or I've tried to.
I held it back for women. I realized in watching this that I never say it to straight men.
That's interesting.
I never say it to
because
them.
Maybe there's a sixth sense of you in you that you know that would. I think I would say that to a straight man because I would think it would be transgressive, and he would know I was kidding. But I think
that's not true. I have said it to a couple, but like we'll say it to each other. Who'll be like, "What's up, bitch?" And I'm like, "Nothing, bitch. What's up?"
But the fragility of that of a straight man who is going to go to pieces. After they're called
bitch.
It
really kind of decimated him.
Yeah.
And it completely shut him down.
And to the point where, and you guys, I think it's really easy to say, oh, he's just being super fragile. You could tell he was gutted by it. Simple word.
No, I'm not going to make fun of him and say that because I don't want to be like, because I did think about what if this was switched and what if Jamie... Now, I get it. It's not the same because he's a straight man.
Right.
But still, what if he called them the C word?
Yeah.
Or something that they didn't like. And he was like, but that doesn't mean anything to me. Like the way Bertini's saying, this isn't a big deal. And you keep kind of egging it on. we would be incensed that he was talking to a woman this way.
I think also what I said earlier about they don't really know each other that well.
They really don't
have a lot of emotional currency with each other. And especially Jamie, who has distanced himself from all the women in the cast because of probably masculinity reasons. He even said earlier, there's no hot women on this boat.
Yeah.
So that I want to date. Actually, he didn't say there are no hot women. There's like there's no one for me on this boat.
Because he's from where again?
Australia.
Australia, yeah. So, which, anyway, it's who knew this conversation? Y'all, we would love to know your thoughts. Put your comments in our Patreon or on our Facebook group or tweet us. Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Instagram, that's
my next tea bag.
I just want to say mine, because this is at the beginning of the show, when they literally showed Magda texting in the middle of her in the moment, and they were just waiting for her to finish.
I'm sorry.
I always thought she was a little flaky, but after this episode, I'm like, Magda dumb, y'all.
I will miss her.
She's great TV.
Spoiler alert, if you don't watch the show, she was dismissed.
She's gone. She's gone. Like a run of honey and honey and home.
That's an interesting... Michael McDonald?
Yes! On with a run! Home and home and then home is it
Emperor of Yacht Rock. Michael McDonald. No, I was going to
say... Someone just went screaming and went, Larry, the singing my Michael! The singing my Michael!
Some Carl's wife. So, Culver described his idea of flirting. He has this smile, so everything sounds like, I take him to the Bradbury compound, ride the horses, and then it's a little McConaughey at the same time. Then we go to, or I'm trying to think, who does it sound like? Jack Nicholson, more than anything else. We're going to ride the horses, and then I'm going to be shirtless, and it's all going to be fun, righteous, dude. There is nothing whiter than this weekend he described.
Oh.
Full on John Birch Society.
I mean, I'm into it. But I don't have my phone ready. If I could play the Brokeback Mountain theme, I would right now. Because when I saw Culver on a horse, I leaned in. He looks good.
I still
in
say
that outfit.
His confessional in the moment look does him dirty. When I see him,
he's looking hotter and hotter
in real
on his
life.
Boat.
I'm like, why are you normal looking? Kind of hot.
Oh, when he put on that, when I saw him on top of a horse in a cowback, I'm like, you need a Yosemite my ass quickly split.
Quickity split?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's what I was just going to say. Hold on, I'm getting a text. Hold on. It's from Paulina. Oh, no.
What did she say?
She's a good friend of mine.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She says, hey, out with your boyfriend. Oh, I hate Paulina. She always does this. But she's my best friend.
So.
Ugh. That Paulina. Ugh. I'm sorry. It took me right out of my work.
You know what? I'm sorry. You can text her back and we're going to take a commercial.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I don't want to be a bitch, but I really fucking hate their relationship. Magda and her boyfriend.
When she said this relationship, I thought Aisha was talking about her relationship with Magda. Like,
no,
she hates
no.
her relationship.
She hates Magda's relationship
That's
with her boyfriend.
That's even funnier.
Because it literally stops all work for her.
Oh.
And keeps her up at night.
I will say, that is what really bugs me about Magda is...
That's it?
But
there's a lot that bugs me.
She is... a pet peeve of me is when people show that they don't think about other people at all.
No, she's
and they're so
extremely
rude.
Spoiled and self-involved.
She's so rude.
Yeah.
She's a very... I could not be around her for very long at all.
Yep. How she gets by in life is she's charming enough... And she's pretty, and she's got a quality that makes you look past her problems, and that's how she's gotten by in life. If she wasn't attractive, she would get nowhere.
Well, but if she wasn't attractive, she also look, might
she would
not
have
be
a different,
so self-absorbed.
She would have a different personality.
And not text anybody and say, I look fucking hot.
Yeah.
God.
Hold on, I'm getting her a text.
Oh,
it's from my friend Paulina again.
Oh, what Paulina wanted to say.
She says, I'm not how I appear on television. Magda is a bitch.
Oh.
And I'm stealing her boyfriend.
Okay.
And you're a bitch too. Ouch! Paulina!
Ah, well, she's really using that loaded word this episode.
Love you. She says love you,
okay,
though, which
well,
is nice. She's my
go.
Best friend.
Okay, there you go. Okay. I will say when they go out.
She's a good girl.
Brittini looks gorgeous. This is the best Brittini and hair makeup we've had. I just wanted to say on that. It's not really a tea bag. It's just more like a.
What's your next one? Besides Magda, y'all, Magda lost her phone, and it was like she left her daughter in a store.
It was like a Lifetime movie. Well, it reminded me of like Sally Field in that movie.
Not Without My Daughter.
An Eye for an Eye.
Oh,
when she's
yes.
like stuck in traffic, trying. She hears her daughter getting like attacked
abducted.
By Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Sutherland, and she's just going. She's banging on the windows, going. I need you. I need you.
It did feel like she lost a part of herself.
Oh, completely just. Y'all, this woman.
She left her daughter in a store.
This woman needs. I realized after that, I went, Magda lives on a different planet than the rest of us.
Well, she is so. Emotionally, this is a 13-year-old relationship.
I would almost say younger.
Yeah. It's,
I would like to say 10.
And the level of jealousy that's there, and then Paulina gets in the middle, and it's just ridiculous.
Like, I'm not going to lie. If they told us that we're going to do a spinoff called Magda's Life,
I'd watch.
I'd kind of watch it. Because Tell me you don't want to meet Paulina.
Oh, I do.
I really want to meet Paulina.
I guarantee you, Paulina is also gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
And statuesque and tall.
Yes. It's a model friend.
And she's dark-haired because I can already see Paulina.
She's not, Magda's not going to be with another blonde.
No, she's not.
No.
And Paulina says things all the time like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I love everything about you. I'm going out with your boyfriend. Ha ha! See you later, bitch.
Bitch.
Love you.
Love you.
I know. She's a tough friend for me to have, too.
Oh, God. You are all over. I'm going through these. You're all over on these tea bags.
I know.
I mean, let's see.
What's your next one?
We already talked about bitch gay, really. That was a lot of it.
Can I talk about, y'all? I need to say that chocolate fountains are disgusting.
I thought this was hilarious because you were just talking about this last week.
Yes.
I don't remember what show, but it was a totally different show. You were bringing them up.
It was about like Western Sizzler or Sizzler having chocolate fountains.
Oh, Sizzlin'
and
Sirloin.
Sizzlin' Sirloin. I asked if they had a chocolate fountain.
Yes, and they did not.
But a lot of places have chocolate fountains, and that's how you knew these charter guests.
It's the one time I agreed with Ryan. The fact that they ask for Mexican food in a chocolate fountain, they're basic.
I agree. And he said, how about Uber Eats? Now, however, you're a chef. You're going to give them whatever you can. And I thought Aisha was really smart by saying, could we find a way to do a chocolate fountain that was a really high quality dessert that you incorporated them? And he's like, no, they're only a chocolate fountain. So maybe like, and I wonder, would they be okay with it? Or did they want their chocolate fountain?
They seemed to like, that seemed to be the only food they liked. And this is what I want to know. Because I go back
to those men, though, I don't give a shit. Those men could have had their way with me.
I would have fucked the strawberry.
Oh my God.
I would have dipped their dick in it and ate that chocolate off it.
I feel like I'm in cocoa.
What? So there is a problem with the chocolate fountain. Where do we plug it in?
Yeah. But I'm saying my issue is it's unsanitary.
Yeah, No. I'm agreeing with that. But I'm just saying,
just recycling that chocolate.
Recycling that chocolate. Is there not that I want to defend Ryan?
And no.
But whose job is it to make sure? Because I kind of felt like, wouldn't it be on service if they're serving the chocolate fountain? Wouldn't it be on them to make sure where it's plugged in, or is that on Ryan?
I think that's on Ryan.
Really?
Yeah, because it's part of his meal. So he should talk to Deck.
Because when Aisha brought that up, it was like she was trying to talk to him about it.
Well, she did tell him. She said, you need to sort that.
She did say that, yeah. But yeah, okay. I was just really just curious.
But regardless, he didn't push back.
You know what?
He said, I've been so busy, blah, blah, blah.
Poodle, I just want to say, I'm still mad at you, but I didn't be with anybody.
What?
Magda's text. She texted her boyfriend, I'm still mad at you, when she found her phone, but I didn't be with anybody.
I didn't be with anybody.
Hey, I'm still mad at you, but I didn't fuck anyone last night. I'm going to use that.
Y'all, can you imagine how volatile this relationship is in person?
Oh.
If this is what it's like?
Oh.
It is full on War of the Roses.
Now, we finally see pictures of her boyfriend.
He's hot. With
his shirt off. He's hot. Yeah.
No, he's...
But do you think he's nuts too? I bet so. Yeah.
They're all nuts.
I bet they both like love to have sex and look in the mirror at each other having sex.
No,
both of them.
They're all like... They're all tweaked, crazy Eastern Europeaners.
There's a lot of drugs
Eastern
that are
Europeans,
involved.
Yes.
Lots of
drugs. I don't know if it's drugs.
Well, when you say tweaked, what do you mean?
Tweaked in the head.
Oh, okay.
Like the slightly off.
Oh, okay.
Not in a meth week. In a methy way.
Okay, yeah, because tweaking means you're...
Yeah, but that's specifically gay. So
it's true.
So think outside the world you
I don't know much about it.
I don't know much.
No!
But I know I'm tweaking.
I just want to point out one moment in this where the Turner guest is like, oh, this was too spicy for me. I don't want this power. It's a dude, my mouth is burning.
They literally call the food shit.
They did.
It was nice
and
to see.
I don't doubt that it was. I don't doubt that the food wasn't good.
Remember when Dave did tacos and they were gorgeous?
Right.
Like, unbelievably gorgeous.
And I will say, I feel like Captain Jason may be a couple years from what culinary trends are, because edible flowers were a big thing like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll see it still at some restaurants, but if I
know Ryan was offended by it, but he wouldn't be telling you your job if you were doing your job.
But what he did say, what Jason did say, was, I want a wow factor. None of this was wow factor.
He served them an avocado salad.
Yes.
And of course, I was watching this with Bridget Green. I said, Bridget, look at that. He served them a fucking avocado salad. And Bridget said, but I like avocado salad.
Yeah, she did.
And I said, Bridget, you're basic.
But at least
I do like it.
There's something you can do.
It's not what you serve on a boat.
Yep.
Like, he could have done an avocado and, like, whipped it or made it a mousse or something.
Or
like,
you serve the avocado, you serve the salad in the avocado
in the
or something like that. Yeah, it's something, all of his food, I'm sure,
it's
tastes
basic.
Pretty good.
I think it just tastes fine.
But the way his approach, and this is not luxury living by any means.
No,
what he's doing.
He needs to just, honestly, the best thing for Ryan.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mine is to go work at an Inner Urban or Golden Corral.
Oh, he'll never do that.
But that's, I think, his food.
Inner Urban.
It's a restaurant in Ardmore in Oklahoma.
No one else knows anything like that.
They're famous for their beer muffins.
Inner Urban?
Interurban.
Interurban.
But we all say Inner Urban.
But Ardmore's not urban.
Well, it's in the middle of town. It's right on the highway off of Holiday Drive. It's right by the Hilton and the Holiday Inn. That's why they call it Holiday Drive, because that's
saying
where Holiday Inn is.
You can't just say
and the conference center.
I'm saying you can't.
They've got Tesla chargers there. Tesla chargers.
You can't just say it's like Interurban and expect our audience to know.
Well, that's the restaurant I worked at for a month, and I've talked about that on the show before.
But when you give a frame of reference, you need to say something that's a bigger experience.
It's like Interurban's like a
I don't give a shit what it is.
Well, no, now I need to explain it to people. I would say it's like an Applebee's with less bar food. More the slight hinge to home cooking.
It's country Applebee's.
Not really country, though. They've got a couple of Cajun dishes that I love. I love that Cajun bow tie pasta. Comes in a big bowl. Comes with the big bowl with the beer muffin.
Do you know pastas are twofold for restaurants? I know this. Just if you've ever done serving, you know this. Pastas are the cheapest things to make, and they're the most filling. And you're just serving trash to your to your guests.
Unless you're going to like an authentic Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah, it's just
but like, yeah, if you're at Applebee's, you're getting a lot of salt, lot of with not a lot of costly protein.
It's served with some blackened chicken.
Yeah, but do you know how much comparatively?
Well, you know. I would either do that or the salad.
It's very different than saying serving them a blackened chicken fillet.
Yes.
Or like a breast of chicken.
That way you don't have to cut it.
Yeah. But so you can do that and not serve them, so your costs go way down.
Yeah.
Pastas are the best way to get your margins. Yep. And you would watch them make a pasta, and it was just like 5 pieces of chicken, huge sauce, maybe some other things. Tons of bow tie pasta and some cheese.
And a beer muffin at Interurban.
Again, what I'm saying is I don't object to you the comparison. No one knows what the fuck Interurban
is. I think people are going to come for you and say, hey, I think you're going to be surprised.
Is it a chain?
I think there's 2 or 3 of them in Oklahoma.
We need to move on.
Anyway.
No. I'm not getting into this
but
more.
I think Ryan really needs to just stick to what he knows. I disagree with you. I do not think his food is good. I think it tastes just normal food. I don't think anything is a wow factor.
It's okay to get by at a restaurant. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he couldn't work at a Houston's.
Again, I don't know what that is.
That's a chain.
What is it? Steakhouse?
Houston's. Steakhouse? Yeah, it's a steakhouse. They had one in Century City and then it closed, but now they've got one in Pasadena still.
I don't need a full book report.
But it's like a Charleston's. In Norman, right off south of OU. It's by Riverwind Casino.
We need to move
on.
There's
another one on Penn Square. You don't know these restaurants?
No. I know. And when I refer to things, I only know big chains because people go, what?
People do know. I think people do know. I don't know if they know Charleston's as much, but they do know.
Houston's familiar.
Houston's is good.
But I would give a bigger chain like Ruth's Chris's or Ruth's Chris.
I never heard that till I moved to L.A. There was just one of them here.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere?
Yes.
I thought there was just the one on La Cienega.
They are a national chain.
I didn't know that was a chain.
They are a huge national chain.
I knew Del Frisco's was a chain. Ryan can't work there. That's too nice of a restaurant for him.
Is the podcast just us just saying names of restaurants we know?
Potato Garden.
That's a real name?
You've never been to Potato Garden? We've got to move on.
Again, I feel like these are, you just expect people to know town places in Oklahoma. And none of us live there, thank God.
Thank God. But, y'all, I'll be there on October 22nd for Ardmore Southern Oklahoma Pride. I'll be emceeing. Come see me.
I gotta
keep announcing that. So
most of our content is directed towards a small contingent of Oklahoma. And we need to fix that.
Well, if you were doing Gay Pride and Pickens, we would announce it. We'd say, come see Poodle and Pickens.
I'm not objecting to your pushing your Oklahoma Pride. I'm saying your mentioning of only Oklahoma chain restaurants native to Long Grove.
Well, whatever. Go with what I will say. It's not Oklahoma Pride. I mean, pride in that. I'm not proud of Oklahoma, but I'm proud of Oklahoma gay, queer, rainbow pride.
Sure. But saying all that, that 10-minute diversion.
What happened?
Was me saying when Captain Jason brought the cucumber to Coco. Her favorite movie is Coco. Where she's like, I feel like I'm in Coco.
Her name's Charlene.
That's what it is. And he's like, you said this was spicy, so I'm bringing this to you. That is a masterful gesture.
It's a masterful. The same way of, let me be the captain. Let me take them diving.
Well, I think it is. That's a good idea. But I think that shows a weakness on him because instead of actually delegating and expecting his team to do it, he's having to micromanage.
See, I didn't see that. I can agree because he does micromanage a bit.
Yeah.
But I saw that as people feel special when the captain comes
with
them.
I totally agree.
I think that's why he did that.
I totally agree. I'm thinking about the Below Deck franchise where no captain does that.
Yeah, I so, yeah, that's true. But because the meal was so horrible.
Yeah.
He's kind of was like, what do I do?
Yeah, I understand that, but I get why he did it, but at the same time, it's like, find a different way than doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just liked it. It's like, oh, she's like, oh, I'm fine. I don't need it. It's all good now. I'm like, yeah, all that. He silenced her complaining like that just by going the extra mile.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. Can I just talk one little second about there's a van for us. Somewhere a van for us. Ooh. Pooping in buckets and seeing the scenery. Ooh. All of Australia's coming to me and you. Somewhere. Bum, bum. Somehow. Bum, bum. Somewhere. That's the single muted trumpet. Thank you.
That's what makes me cry.
Oh, that trumpet at
the
end.
That muted trumpet is what brings tears to my eyes.
And the bass note, boom, at the end.
Both those movies were perfect.
God, the perfect. I will say, I've rarely enjoyed a remake like I enjoyed that West Side Story remake.
Boy.
Oh.
So good.
Because, y'all, I'm a purist, and I hate everything that tries to take anything that's tried to make it better.
Believe me, I just saw Oklahoma at the Music Center, and that was shit.
Ooh. I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna have to cancel because I've heard so many people tell me.
Y'all, and I love that show. It, and I tried to not be a purist, but that's one of the worst things I've seen on stage.
I think if you had seen it in the round, it'd be different. But
don't see the tour, y'all. Just watch the movie at home with Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones. It's better.
Or the Hugh Jackman one from
that one's great.
PBS.
Yep. Or our friend Alana that I directed her in Oklahoma when she's 11 years old, and we walked out and she said, I think the version that you directed with 11-year-old girls was a better show than this. And I said, I think you're right.
I assume you cut the Dream Ballet when you when you did it yours.
I did. I talked to Bryce. I was like, what if we put some of the ballet? And he's like, we're not going to do that. And I said, okay. It's fine. I tried.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
The show's 35 minutes.
That was a 45-minute show.
Oh.
Because they were a good cast. And like next year, they did Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and it was great.
I know we did that show together.
Yeah, we did that one together. It was fun. All right. So anyway, y'all. So we're moving on. Brittany's crying again. Brittany just cries this entire episode. And I'm sorry, but I know she's emotional. But she kind of makes it about her. She's like, she makes it about her a little bit.
Let me tell you one thing about this. It is this. The their schedule is grueling. This show.
She's just tired.
Yeah, she's tired. This show is not for everybody. And the type of person sometimes they cast who is good for television. If the skill set to mix with that of being on a boat and working so hard and working with different difficult personalities, that happens. That happens at least. It's either a Stew or a Decky every season.
I mean, I get why she's upset. Even though I still stand by, she should apologize. Like, I know he's, but we didn't talk about this so much. We talked about Jamie being hurt, but we didn't talk about the way Jamie is completely icing out his staff.
It's awful.
You can't do that. You're the leader. You cannot do that.
Sadly, I think he's going to wind up, he's going to make it because it's hard to replace a bosun.
It is, but he's not being a good leader.
He's not been effective. I guarantee you he will not be asked back.
No, because if you look at the difference of him and the difference of Storm on Below Deck Med, Storm is really trying to be adaptable to people's different learning styles.
Right. And communication styles.
And communication styles. Jamie is just very much, I understand why it grates on Benny so much, but I agree. I think Benny should have been fired several charters ago.
Yeah.
For more than Magda, because what Benny does, I agree, especially after that whole lifting Culver up almost when he, that was unsafe.
Yeah.
That
he was.
Like.
He's been insubordinate several times too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if Captain Jason wasn't trying to play everyone's big brother and nice guy, I think he would have been gone. Oh, Benny would have been gone day one with Captain Lee, day probably eight with Captain Sandy.
Yeah.
Captain Glenn would have given him a lot of chances, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a text. Goldie Rogers, sorry!
I still don't know what that means. Golly Rogers, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Golly Rogers. I feel like Magda.
I just needed you to say it.
Golly Rogers.
She is a delight. I swear to God.
I really want, can you do this? I'm gonna say this on the show so that way it forces you
to
do it.
I would love to impersonate her to her face.
Did you ever do, because you never did the Libby's voice lesson video.
I never did.
So I'm gonna call this out, and I'm not editing this out on the show. I need you to go on our TikTok as Aisha.
Okay.
I need you to do that.
Okay.
I think it would give me a lot of joy.
Okay.
Can you get an Aisha wig?
I think so.
I would love that. But I'm going to give you until this season is done.
Okay.
But I'd like you not to wait for the last three episodes. So sooner than later.
We don't have a lot going on. So sure. Just trying to plan all the live shows.
You know, it gives me joy. And I just want you to share that joy with people.
Can we talk about High Tea?
I didn't see it.
I
saw.
I'm American. And I know that this was Church Fellowship Hall.
This was
this terrible
was Baptist
baby shower food.
Hosted by Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. This is one of the most appalling high tea things I've ever seen, you guys.
This was fucking disgusting.
And the cupcakes were awful. Everything was bad.
And those weren't made. Those were pre-ordered cupcakes.
Really? You think so?
They looked it. Oh. He can't ice cupcakes like that.
I don't know. I don't think they... Maybe he bought them. I don't know. It was absolutely awful. But the charter guests were really shit talking them, as they should have.
They didn't love it. They even told Aisha, like before with the spicy dinner, they said, tell them it's fucking terrible. Tell the chef. And with this, they just kind of like
they were kind of so beaten.
Toomey was so embarrassed
like,
to serve
but
it.
But with the English. They're English. Oh, my God.
And Aisha told the captain, she said, I was embarrassed to serve that.
I was embarrassed to serve this food.
You are crazy. You jealous, crazy girl. You are not a friend. Sorry, I'm just going to read
Hold on,
text.
I'm getting another text, actually.
Oh, no.
I'm not like how I am. This is another one from Paulina. I'm not like who I am on the show at all. P.S. You're a bitch. That hurts.
That hurts.
I got to cut her out of my life.
Well, but she's your best friend.
I know. It's hard.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And she said she's dating my boyfriend. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And you get into clubs with her.
I know.
So
there
she's you
got
go.
All the good drug hookups. So,
so y'all, the charter leaves, and basically Charlene says, wonderful time. And the food, there's a little problem with this food and that. But we love the drinks and we love the adventure. So basically, everything was great except for the fucking food. It was to know that this is the charter that Ryan goes out on was just.
Yeah. And by the way, y'all, we find out that there's another chef who's got a. And
they
and,
lead us with it. Yeah.
And Captain Jason says, listen, mate.
Let's talk about the Red Wedding. Yes.
Yeah. So, y'all, Mags has been summoned to the bridge because. Captain Jason makes Aisha make the decision, thankfully. And then Aisha even goes to Toomey, and Toomey thankfully says, it's your decision.
She says it's her decision, but Toomey says, I don't want to take someone's job away from them, but it's becoming a real problem.
Yeah.
So she basically agreed as well.
And what was interesting is Aisha kind of made a huge leadership decision. She says, I'm accountable to the guests.
I'm accountable to the guests.
Thank you.
The captain and Toomey. My list too.
So who's gonna come now? Y'all, but she,
I don't
when
know.
Captain tells Magda, this just shows that she doesn't get it because
she
her face was
like
so
a crazy person.
But her face was shocked. She could tell she was like, what?
She doesn't get it at all. Yeah.
She does not get it. She just, I don't think yachting is for her.
No, no.
It's not for her, y'all.
She needs to have pictures taken.
She needs to be an influencer. Yep. That needs, and I don't mean that that's easy, because I know some influencers that work really hard, but I think she's good at that.
And she kind of gets it after everyone's crying. She's like, no, I had a very good time, and blah, blah, blah. And but I think she probably was insane after this, and she probably needed to be taken off the ledge.
I don't think she cared as much. I think she just wanted to get back to her. As she said in the bar, I don't fucking care about these shards anymore. Right. I just want to get back to my boyfriend and Paulina, who's fucking him.
And y'all, here's the thing. Paulina isn't fucking Machik. She's just... Hold on.
Oh, God. He got another text.
This is from Paulina again. No, you're wrong. I am fucking him. I'm riding his dick every night. And your boyfriend's dick. Wow, Paulina.
Wow, Paulina. That's rude.
Just going at me.
Just going at you. She didn't even say I love you at the end?
And I thought my boyfriend was gay.
Guess not.
She gets everything she wants.
I loved it when Captain Jay said, after he fired Magnum, he said, now you can go see your man.
Good move.
It was a good move.
That's all I've got.
That's all I got.
That was a big episode.
Brittini cries a lot when Magnum leaves. Like, I can't believe. I was like, girl, take a nap.
I think she will see this. And she'll be a little embarrassed but she's so sensitive, and
I think she's gonna be like, I showed my woman vulnerability. I think she'll own it.
Maybe.
Y'all, spoiler alert, Culver doesn't want to go in that van.
No, he doesn't.
He does not want to go in that van. I'm telling y'all that right now.
No.
That is the show.
I like her, but she's
again, she looked beautiful this episode when they went out. Loved her hair and her makeup. I like her too. I agree with you though. I'm gonna give her the benefit. I think she is really fucking tired.
She's very, very tired.
I just want to say that my last teabag, did you notice when they once showed Culver with his shirt off? I thought he had like a cancerous tumor or something, but then I realized that was just a muscle in someone's back. I didn't realize you could have muscles there. I just want to feel
his
body
is absolutely incredible.
Like, I want to, if I ever see him, I'm going to ask him, can I just feel of your torso?
And then he says, our agreement maintained, you stay 10 feet away from me.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next. Hey, you leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts at our Spotify. Guess what? Now that our website's up,
you can go to our website, realitygaze.com.
And if you're, because if you don't know how to do that, if you go to our website at the top, it says reviews. If you click on that, it'll take you to a Spotify or an Apple link, and you can leave a review, and we greatly appreciate it.
And you know what? Any Carl's wife can type in realitygaze.com.
Don't put it past them. Some will be, is it with a Z? They'll fuck it up. Anyway, y'all, our website's
not
back up.
.net.
However,
com.
We haven't got our link tree on there yet. So if you want to buy tickets to our Doublet Tour, you need to go to our Instagram or to our TikTok. We are going to try to get, maybe that'll be fixed by the time you go to this, by the time this episode airs, hopefully. Because this episode's going to air, well, actually, I think when we're in Chicago,
yes.
Isn't it? So if you didn't get tickets for Chicago, sorry, you missed it. Or it's tonight, I think.
It's tonight.
So come see us in Chicago tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight, y'all. Poodle has a costume that I have to air up. That's all I have to say. I'm confused. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then, remember, it's
Anchors Agay.
Can you say it in Aisha's voice?
Anchors Agay. Anchors Agay. It's Aisha.